It's the Big Time with Whitney Allen.
Chase Rice, everybody. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm wrecked from your album. I'm wrecked.
Good.
Dude, where has this guy been?
That's a good question. It's been there. I was clueless. I didn't really know what I was doing. I didn't know what I wanted to do. Didn't know what I didn't want to do. I was just making music, and it was all stuff that I could look back on and be proud of now, because I was happy to be doing it when I was doing it. But I did know deep down that it was me trying to be other artists as opposed to me trying to create my own thing.
I get it. I totally understand that. On this album, it's so bizarre. It's like, by bizarre, I mean good. It's, you sound like a troubadour, dude. It's phenomenal. It's just a side that I didn't expect to hear, like, completely on an album. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, a lot of that's due to the way the songwriting was on this record. Pandemic, I went back to writing songs on a guitar again, as opposed to tracks. Wrote a bunch of songs by myself on this record, as opposed to, you know, we got to go find the top songwriters in Nashville. Well, I mean, that's great, but if you're writing stuff that's not you, it's going to be hits, but is it really creating and showing people who you are? And for me, it wasn't. It hasn't been my whole career, and now it is. And I took these songs that I wrote all on acoustic guitars, and we did it in my house with real drums, live instrumentation, live vocals.
Wow.
It was all done a completely different way, which makes complete sense as to why it's a completely different product.
Well, good. I'm glad there's a process, and it wasn't just me. Because I would like stop every now and then and go, yeah, sounds like a different guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in so many ways it does. I mean, it's definitely Chase Rice, but even your voice sounds different.
Yeah, well, we found keys that are right for my voice.
Oh, that's the best.
Which sounds so stupid. It's like, well, why didn't you do that 10 years ago? Well, I don't know. Good question. I sing better. I mean, I've done it more now. I've learned to sing properly. But the biggest part of that was we found the right keys for my voice. The low parts, the high parts are right in with how I can sing well. And then on top of that, I mean, I care about what I'm singing about. Like, Bench Seat is a true story about one of my best friends almost killed himself. You're going to feel that when I'm singing it, because it's real to me.
That is one of the songs. And I didn't know that story until you just said it just now. But I felt it from, like, the first note before you started singing. I knew something special was coming. And
yeah.
Wow.
And that music video is going to explain a lot, too. It doesn't have the same ending as his, thank God, because he put the gun to his head and didn't do it because his dog came and put his head on his lap. And he realized, God, what am I doing here? Went and got the help he needed, and then came to my house and a couple of years ago, and we started talking about that in his life and turn it into a song. And he's much better now. I mean, he would be missing out on so much, which is what happens to the guy in the video. He misses out on everything that he could have been
because
he chose the wrong route. And it addresses addiction, it addresses self-harm and suicide, and hopefully Bill tells people, don't do this. It's not worth it, man. At the heart of all that is a dog. And a dog saved his life, and I have a dog now because of this song, because of this album. And I know it's called I Hate Cowboys and All Dogs Go to Hell. Don't hate cowboys. My dad's on the cover. He was one. And then All Dogs Definitely Don't Go to Hell. I have Jack now. He's on the back of the album. And I couldn't book in it even better with cowboys and dogs. That's the theme of this album.
And if you listen to either one of those songs, you will understand the title of the album. I mean, I totally get it, you know, because I kind of taken it back too when I listen to the songs. Like, oh, I see what's going on here.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you see it. You're like, what's this guy talking
right, what
about?
Is he saying?
But you realize pretty quick, and then All Dogs Go to Hell is a web of lies.
Exactly.
You know, some of my favorite lines is John Cash ain't cool and George Strait ain't king. If you hear that, you're like, oh, what?
You kind of know what's going on at that point in the song. And if you don't, really, you got to take country music 101, all right?
Yeah, come on.
So you're going on tour, right?
Yeah, we're doing a Way Down Yonder tour. It's a bunch of different artists we're taking on there, which I love because there's so many awesome artists out there that deserve to be heard. And they're awesome in their own right. We got Tyler Braden, Avery Anna, Cameron Marlowe, Dalton Dover, Connor Smith, Reed Southall Band, and Ashland Craft. And they're all on different dates, but they're all people that I'm a fan of. So it was cool to be able to get so many different artists out there. And it's going to be a deal. You know, if you see the show in Tucson, Arizona, and then a few months later, you see the show in Athens, Georgia, it's going to be two different shows, which is really cool.
That's awesome. And you have three videos out now. I know the single is going to be Way Down Yonder, which is a jam. That's a great song. Just it was the thing that I listened. I was like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's wild.
It's so wild. And then the Key West to Colorado, amazing. One of those heartbreak songs, you know?
Yeah, we got Key West in Colorado. That was the first video we did. Then we shot Way Down Yonder. Then we shot I Hate Cowboys in Cheyenne, Wyoming. I think that's sneakily going to be a lot of people's favorites. And if it raises his hand, cool. Let's make that a single too. Whatever. I don't care. There's no rules on this one because I love all these songs. And then the fourth video you're going to see, which comes out the week before the album comes out, is the Bench Seat music video, which is it's crazy. It's like, let's drop the saddest, most deep video of all time right before we drop the album. But it's going to hopefully get a lot of people's attention towards what we're doing with this new music.
I bet you're chomping at the bit.
Yeah, I've talked about it a lot. I think people are going to really relate to these songs, and it's just that quality of music. And nothing else in country music sounds like this right now.
Agreed.
Which I'm really excited about.
Yeah, and you wrote some songs by yourself, but you had a hand on every single song, right?
Yeah, I wrote a bunch by myself, co-wrote a bunch of others. And I don't know if I'll do that my whole career. It took a lot out of me on this record to do that. But and if there's other songs that come along that I didn't write, I'm all for it. But this one was very important for me to get all the songs on there. And it's just, I don't know. I just think this is a staple of my career, this album right here. And I think it's going to be one people look back on in however many years. And
I think people are going to love, I do.
Exactly.
I Hate Cowboys and All Dogs Go to Hell. Boy, Chase, what a great, I'm so glad you had time to hang with us on the big time, because I want people to look forward to the album and know what we're talking about. And when they listen, they can go, oh my God, there it is.
Yeah, I mean, just give it a chance. If you've never liked my music before, you might want to check this one out. If you really love my music before, hopefully you like this even more.
You'll like this too. You'll like this. Chase, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's been awesome talking to you. Thank you.